Will miss their first paychecks tomorrow. Service members could miss their first paychecks Friday. Federal assistance for 42 million Americans relying on SNAP benefits runs out Saturday. ABC Stephen Portnoy says one federal union has had enough with the political posturing.
Senate Democrats have been holding out, citing the need to extend expiring health insurance subsidies. But the American Federation of Government Employees says both parties have made their point, and now it's time to end the shutdown.
This is ABC News. Now to France, where chances of finding the stolen crown jewel seem to diminish with each passing day. Even as police do make progress, we have ABC's Aaron Kutersky in Paris on the story.
Two alleged thieves are in custody on suspicion they were half of the quartet that used power tools and a mechanical ladder to steal more than $100 million worth of France's crown jewels in just 7 minutes. Overnight, police raiding the homes of the suspects, one arrested at Charles de Gaulle Airport while preparing to travel to Algeria, the other in a Paris suburb and believed to be destined for Mali, West Africa. Both men are French nationals who were known to police, and authorities say they've been linked to prior robberies.
More about that Category 5 hurricane about to pound Jamaica. Scientists watching Melissa are hardly surprised to see it explode into a huge storm practically overnight. They say the warming of the oceans caused by climate change helped double the wind speed in less than 24 hours over the weekend. That part of the ocean, 86 degrees right now. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Anglers from around the world lined the banks of the Fox River from Green Bay to De Pere this weekend. It was a first in the U.S., the fourth annual Street Fishing World Championship. Fishermen and women came from nine different countries to compete in the Olympic-based contest, looking to reel in the gold, bronze, or silver. Competitors fish as two pairs for their nation. They catch, measure, and photograph and release each fish caught, mainly walleye, panfish, and a couple of catfish this year. The anglers with the longest total length of fish caught win. This year, Team Hungary took home the gold, with Team USA coming in fourth. Organizers say the competition is about more than just winning the gold. It's also about promoting conservation and protecting fishing resources. Street fishing, aka urban fishing, is the practice of angling in urban areas on rivers, canals, parks, and harbors located within or near cities. It's an accessible way for people who live in the city to enjoy the sport without having to travel to more remote locations. The Green Bay Area School Board is tackling some big issues at tonight's meeting. The board is expected to vote on a proposed schedule change that would apply to all four Green Bay Area high schools. Green Bay East High School is currently on a different class schedule than the other three. The school board expects the new schedule to have a significant impact on student attendance and academic achievement. Another big topic at tonight's meeting will be the district's budget. Currently, they face a $3.5 million deficit with a $315 million budget. There will be time for the community to voice their thoughts during the open meeting. It's at 5:30 at the district offices on Broadway. Meetings are also streamed on the district's YouTube channel. A four-year-old boy in California could have had all the free Halloween candy he wanted. Instead, little Charlie Smith and his dad are being praised as Good Samaritans. It's all seen in a security video that's gone viral. Connor Smith took his son on a late-night candy run to check out a new candy store that had just opened last week. The door was open when they got there, but no one was around. Smith called security, then he and Charlie stayed to guard the door until an officer arrived. The owner of the business posted the security video online to recognize the father-son duo's good deed. Charlie ended up getting all the treats he wanted and a sweet life lesson in what it means to be a good neighbor. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. that's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. It's 53 at our studios.
WGBW, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
local news and timeless hits, giving you something to sing along to, from the Beatles to the Rascals on 97.9 WGBW.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Monday, Monday, ba-da, can't trust that day.
With flowers on the windowsill, but from just one man. But if
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. Today is National Black Cat Day, and there is nothing unlucky about a black cat crossing your path, especially if they rub up against your leg and give you the little butt bump and let you pet them. Oh my gosh, luckiest day of your life, really. If you are thinking of adding to the family a dog or a cat, there are so many shelters in the area, and stop on by before you do some shopping elsewhere. Stop on by and see what adoption can offer you and for these babies. If you're looking specifically for a black cat, Maverick is being housed at the PetSmart location, Green Bay West, an extension of the Humane Society. And look at that little baby. Oh, he's so cute. You have to do proper cat mom or cat dad voice, too, to make him love you. But Maverick, black cat, could be yours. Today could be your lucky day.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
We'll be right back.
on local news and timeless hits. Although you can't really participate in this national day with tequila. It has to be beer, and not just any beer, but American beer on this National American Beer Day with 97.9 WGBW.
Like a whirlpool, it never ends.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Green Bay Packers leave Pittsburgh with a win for the first time since Bart Starr was quarterback in 1970. The Pack came out on top with a 35-25 win over the Steelers and former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Next up for the Pack, hosting the Panthers at Lambeau this Sunday. The temps may have gotten cold enough to freeze plants, but the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants you to keep protecting yourself against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. It means there are mosquitoes that could still be around that can spread the virus and possible other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses, showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people or animals through an infected mosquito bite. The DHS is urging people who spend time outdoors to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. Green Bay police say no one was hurt in a shooting yesterday afternoon on the city's west side. Police say the shooting happened just before noon near the 1700 block of Western Avenue. Witnesses say the gunfire was exchanged between a car and a person on foot. Both allegedly fled the scene. If you have any information, police are asking you to contact them, use the tip line, or call Crime Stoppers. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. It's 53 at our studios.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. Stopped, I'll be there to feed it. I'm loving him a little bit for each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say,
hey, baby, let's get away. Let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Well, I don't care.
Hey, baby, let's get away. Let's go somewhere. Oh,
on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Donovan, the original singer of Mellow Yellow, but the kids will remember from the Minions trailer in 2015, the cover of Mellow Yellow.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. A 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly. A wind of a velocity nil. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. So mellow, yeah, so sudden grace. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
On the ceiling if you want me. answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hall.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. I would say I have a movie review coming up for you, but it was more of a, I don't understand why everyone loved this movie because I quit halfway through. That's on the way.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop
myself, my knees striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show?
From Al Wilson on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. All right, so leading up to Halloween this week, I've been on a little bit of a scary movie binge. Two movies by the same directors, pair of brothers, Australian movies, but really, really good. Bring Her Back is one of them streaming right now, and also Talk to Me. Very intense. Some scenes will make you turn your head. They are so horrible, but the suspense, the plot, very good. And then I attempted to watch Sinners over the weekend and stream that one. And I know people loved it. People loved it so much that I guess it's coming back to some theaters for Halloween. I quit halfway through. The dialogue was like, the suspense was not there for me. Maybe it's just vampire movies are not my things because I also equally hated Nosferatu. So I guess vampire movies just, nope, not going to do it for me.
Pet Supplies Plus Wamaco has expanded, and Laura McKenna will be broadcasting live from the ribbon cutting this Saturday. Join us from 10 till noon at Pet Supplies Plus in the Urban Edge Town Center to grab some deals and pet the pups from Unforgettable Underdogs Rescue. See you Saturday. Pet Supplies Plus Wamaco has expanded, and Laura McKenna will be broadcasting live from the ribbon cutting this Saturday. Join us from 10 till noon at Pet Supplies Plus in the Urban Edge Town Center to grab some deals and pet the pups from Unforgettable Underdogs Rescue. See you Saturday.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Box Valley Alfalfa Mill in Hilbert reminds you, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be steady donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. Give the gift of life. Give blood. From Fox Valley Alfalfa Mill in Hilbert, now hiring Class A CDL drivers. For your trucking and transload needs, call 920-853-3554.
97.9 FM. I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. If you missed any of our awesome shows from Sunday morning, you can always check the podcast versions of New Wisco Weekend or Dr. Kristen Lyerly's show at WGBW.fm.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
To hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Little